Unit 1. 6. Further reading. The Great E-Waste Recycling Debate.
The high-tech boom has brought with it a new type of waste, electronic waste, a category of refuse that barely existed 20 years ago. Now e-waste represents the biggest and fastest-growing manufacturing waste problem. The black and white TVs have given way to color sets. The basic mobile phones now need to come equipped with a camera, personal organizer, and music. And who wants last year's computer when it can't handle the latest software? As we continually update and invent new products, the lifespan of the old ones is becoming more and more short-lived all the time. As in the case of ship breaking, e-waste recycling involves the major producers and users, shipping the obsolete products to Asia, Eastern Europe, and Africa. Instead of being ecology-minded, we are exporting waste containers full of problems to people who have to choose between poverty or poison. A story of e-waste, the computer. On average, a computer is made of 23% plastic, 32% ferrous metals, 18% non-ferrous metals, lead, cadmium, antimony, beryllium, chromium, and mercury, 12% electronic boards, gold, palladium, silver, and platinum, and 15% glass. Only about 50% of the computer is recycled. The rest is dumped. The toxicity of the waste is due by and large to the lead, mercury, and cadmium. Non-recyclable components of a single computer may contain almost 2 kilograms of lead. Much of the plastic used contains flame retardants, which makes it difficult to recycle. How is a computer recycled? In a number of countries, entire communities, including the children, earn their livelihoods by scavenging metals, glass, and plastic from old computers. To extract the small quantity of gold, capacitors are melted down over a charcoal fire. The plastic on the electrical cords is burnt in barrels to expose the copper wires. All in all, each computer yields about $6 worth of material. Not very much when you consider that burning the plastic emits dioxin and other toxic gases into the air. Large volumes of worthless parts are also dumped nearby, allowing the remaining heavy metals to contaminate the area. Let me give you a computer. Communities in West Africa receive used computers from donors in developed countries. What was intended as a useful gift, however, quickly becomes a waste product. When things go wrong, as they often do with old computers, they end up on the scrap heap due to the lack of technical support. It is estimated that there are over 1 billion personal computers in the world at present. In developed countries, these have an average lifespan of only 2 years. In the United States alone, there are over 300 million obsolete computers. The Basel Convention has before it an amendment pending, which would ban the export of hazardous waste for disposal to developing countries. Some countries, among them those of the European Union, have already implemented this proposed amendment. In addition, countries like China have banned the importation of e-waste, although significant volumes are still entering the country illegally.